It was as much high drama as you can get at a Board of Governors meeting. In one corner, USF President Judy Genschaft. Up until then, she'd been pretty quiet about the proposed loss of one of USF's branch campuses. But yesterday, she came out swinging.
This is not the right time, either economically, educationally, or practically, for a drastic change to the USF system.
She challenged the criticism that USF was holding the new Polytechnic School back. She noted that USF helped begin the transformation 3 years ago from USF Lakeland to a school focused on science, technology, engineering, and math. In the other corner, State Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander.
All I can tell you is it has been torturous.
The powerful Lake Wales lawmaker said USF had neglected Polk County for years, and the only reason there's any money for USF Polytechnic is because he got it.
At every step of the way, to see these programs actually granted, and the reality is not what's billed. The reality, it has been virtually impossible to get the program a raise, to hire the faculty, to recruit the students.
And Alexander had a powerful friend backing him up. State Senator Don Gates reminded the Board of Governors that he also wanted USF Polytechnic to become independent and that they'd soon be needing favors from him.
As the incoming president of the Senate, I hear it said every year from people sitting at this table and from the people you hire to come and talk to me that the best investment in economic development and in the future of Florida is higher education. And like Senator Alexander, I believe that. But if that's true when you lobby me, then it's doubly true when the Polytechnic team makes its convincing and compelling case to you. Thank you.
Students and faculty at USF Polytechnic are trying to make the case that they're opposed to the split. Here's Richard Yost, who represents university faculty on the Board of Governors, reading a warning by a USF Polytechnic faculty member about what could happen if this passed.
The current feeling of chaos by the faculty, the students, and the staff, resulting from a perceived disenfranchisement and a feeling of not having opinions valued, will grow, putting the future success of the campus in jeopardy.
And then there's the cost.
First of all, as you know, this thing is messed up.
That's Board of Governors member and real estate developer John Temple of Boca Raton.
These projections are not credible. The costs are out of control. You know, my pitch here is I'm looking to USF to clean this up. The president has control, not exercising it.
He's talking about recent news reports that have brought to light some questionable spending at USF Polytechnic. And Temple says the price being charged to construct the first building at USF Polytechnic's new I-4 campus is outrageous. It culminated with a blunt assessment by Temple of USF Polytechnic's chancellor, Marshall Goodman.
My view is that your chancellor is incompetent, and I just have to say that. And if you continue to be ignored and not given the reports you want, are you prepared to replace him?
If there is a foul up there, if there is something that goes awry, that I need to straighten that out. I need to straighten that out. So, yes, I do have the authority.
In the end, a majority of Board of Governors members said they were excited by having an independent university focused on science, technology, engineering, and math. And several members said they didn't like the idea of a branch campus at all. Here's Board of Governors member Norman Tripp of Fort Lauderdale.
We have two strong universities to the south of us, Miami and FIU, and we have a strong university to the north of us, FAU. And you know what? We don't have that same kind of economic engine in Fort Lauderdale.
So by a 12-3 vote, supporters of independence won, kind of. They still have to receive accreditation, which could take several years. And they have to jump through other hoops, like reaching certain targets for enrollment. If they do that, the Board of Governors promised to give final approval for an independent Florida Polytechnic. Before they adjourned, the Board of Governors debated one last motion to not consider any new applications for independence from other branch campuses, at least until the Polytechnic thing is over. Genschaft took to the microphone, even as some Board of Governors members kept talking.
I cannot stress enough how how this becomes all. You don't move ahead with your organization with this kind of, with this coming about. Please consider this.
Genchev got her consolation prize. On a divided voice vote, the board promised not to consider new applications for independence, at least for a while. I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.